Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek episode number 99. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
And today is some day in what feels like December, but it turns out it's April.
April 18th, apparently.
18th.
So, that groundhog.
Snowing.
Punxsutawney, he was pretty good this year, huh?
Punxsutawney, is that really his name?
I believe
so. Did you just make that up?
No. Is that right?
You make
pretty sure that's right.
But anyways, yeah, this is Bleed Geek. Are you looking it up right now?
I think it's Punxsutawney.
I thought he got killed for this.
Punxsutawney Phil. I don't know. I feel like it's one of those things. Like, that's just his name all the time.
Like,
you don't change it.
Like Flipper.
Yeah.
Or what's Sparky? Is that the seal's name?
Or Willy. Willy the whale. Free Willy, the killer whale.
That just happened one time.
Like...
Anyway,
so welcome. It's Thursday evening.
Welcome in.
Shortly after 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. As usual.
As per usual.
The usual. Did you leave the room?
Yeah, I'm coming back, though. Don't worry.
So, you know, it's our podcast, so we're going to discuss anything we feel is necessary.
It's what we do.
Centralizing around... the technology news in the world today.
And if you haven't noticed, if you're with us live, and actually, technically, they could be seeing us in video tomorrow.
Whoa.
Yeah. We are going to try out a new medium for streaming our video through Google Hangouts. So we have a link up on our website at bleedgeek.com/live, or you can visit our YouTube channel, youtube.com/bleedgeek. And if you go that route, you'll just see a little link that says, hey, these guys are on air. Go, you can just click there and
away it goes.
That's that, huh?
Yeah. And we're going to be working on the live page so we can get a little better chat medium up in there, but we're getting there slowly but surely. It's only been 2 years.
It's only episode 99.
Yeah. You know what?
We're entering three digits. It's like becoming a teenager, right? You starting to grow up? I don't know. I just made that up.
Okay.
That seemed like a good analogy.
Anyways. Feel like we should just get into the show, huh?
All right.
Sorry, I'm procrastinating. I'll get in there.
So Dish Network has put in an offer to buy Sprint. Sprint Nextel. Does that seem crazy? They're only offering $25.5 billion.
Only.
Small potatoes.
What is Dish going to do with them, you think?
Who knows?
Why would you want Sprint? Because that's what they can afford?
Because they're for sale? Because SoftBank...
Maybe
well,
T-Mobile.
SoftBank
that wouldn't make sense for T-Mobile.
SoftBank is supposedly trying to buy Sprint already. Well, and T-Mobile just merged with it, or is merging with Metro PCS. So they got a lot going on as it is. Maybe they decided they... Dish is also bidding on Clear Channel. What's it called? Square.
Clearwire?
Clearwire. So, which Sprint owns at the time anyway. So, I don't know. It's interesting. It's kind of weird. And then now Dish came out and said that they're a better fit for Sprint because there's a lot of security issues with SoftBank. Is that what it's called? SoftBank? It's a weird name for
It's a weird bank. Weird name, I mean.
Yeah, because
it's not a bank. No.
Plus, who would put their money in a place called SoftBank?
Yeah, I would definitely want Hard Bank.
Yeah, like they're going to steal your money all the time, right?
Yeah, cool. These guys suck.
Yeah. Just weird.
Pretty much.
So this is just kind of in the starting phases. Whether or not Dish will actually buy them or SoftBank or anyone for that matter, maybe they just go bankrupt. Who knows? But... yeah. Charlie, I don't know how you say his last name, Inger, I believe, is the CEO of Dish Network, and he's like, you don't really know why we're doing things, but we all have reasons, and without saying what they're doing, so he's kind of a weird guy. But then you could get, you know, maybe you had Dish, and you could get your phone through them, and your cell phone, and internet, all through one person. Or you could do that with Comcast.
and get ridiculously screwed over.
Yeah. But that's really all I have about that. That there was something else, but what do you think? Sprint?
I don't really care. Good luck.
We all know how that went for AT&T and T-Mobile, right?
It's true.
Google Glass has been shipping to people, to their Explorers, and they released their full specs finally.
Yeah,
Randy got one just the other day.
It's true. I'd let you use it, but...
Ooh, that'd be tough. So apparently it's going to have a 5-megapixel camera, does 720 video, which is pretty good for a little...
for like something that sits on your face.
Right. 16 gigs of storage, which that's really what seems crazy. Like,
Where is that at? But I suppose if you think like a USB thumb drive, like really the biggest part is the case.
Right.
So like that part, but it's still like the little case on the side of it. You know, I mean, they're fitting battery, wireless,
camera. It says it uses 802.11 BNG, which is a little slower, but has Bluetooth.
But even
as well.
G is still speedy enough.
And then, and they say the display is the equivalent of a 25-inch HD screen that's 8 feet away. And supposedly the battery can last a full day.
That's awesome. I'm excited to see what comes of it. I know there's already been videos surfacing on YouTube of people using it. Like, there was one guy that was doing go-karts with it. I'm like, that's awesome.
Makes sense. It's like having a GoPro on your head, but without having the extra...
Yeah. But the Google left one little clause in there for the people getting them, being there was somebody that was trying to sell one on eBay right away, and
of course
Google found out and they got the auction pulled. And I didn't hear if they actually deactivated that one or if they just gave the person a warning saying like, hey, don't pull this crap again.
Not cool, man.
Yeah, but yeah, you're not allowed to basically can't let others use it, which seems crazy, and not that they could really tell. But you can't sell or trade it. Like, they want the people that got the first
one. Or even, like, giving it to other people. Like, I'm sure you could let someone put it on and they would never notice, but if it's an extended period of time, I'm sure they'd be like, hey, what are you doing? But apparently, yeah, they can remotely deactivate them.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm interested to see what... I would like to wear a pair myself just to see what it's all about. What it's all about.
Like if you're in Canada?
Yeah.
Do you just want to skip to the other Google news while we're at it?
Yeah, might as well. Well, I feel like if we talk about the... Whatever, we'll just roll with it. So Google apparently has been working with the state of California to get... Or no, California? San Jose? California, yeah. They want to get their own private airport in there, and things are actually
finally... Why in San Jose? Is that like for the Google Maps team?
Yeah.
Because like I feel like they're far away from that, you know, like because they're in Mountain View.
Exactly.
There's probably not a lot of space up there anyway.
So, it got approved finally by the city, and it was like, I mean, it was a landslide of a vote. I think there was only one person out of like 20-some or something.
It's like when
that,
Apple
that,
wanted to build their new campus in Cupertino. It's not like they were going to say no.
It's like,
to
okay, guys, cool, bring it on. But it's supposed to be like a $45 million project, and it's supposed to be done in 2015. So. That's pretty cool.
For their fleet of planes?
Actually, I lied. It was a $82 million, not 45.
It's like half.
Yeah. So
it's roughly the same.
I don't know. It'd be interesting to see what Google, like, if it's going to be completely private or if they'll allow commercial flights there also. And then if it's Google-owned, what is a place like that going to look like? Like, I feel like it's going to be awesome.
Colorful.
I'd want to go there. Do you want to go there? I'd want to go there.
Why not?
Makes sense. And then we've had plenty of people. I know I didn't check when I got home, but I know other companies were posting their earnings calls for, third quarter. Google
released theirs. Is it? I think it's officially third quarter for businesses. Like, even though we're only in the second quarter for the year, because most business quarter
ends. They do first quarter in, like, December's first quarter. So I think we're going into third quarter.
Okay, so it's second quarter earnings.
Because I think we're in third quarter now for them.
I didn't catch what Google was projected for.
I know they beat
total
their projections by a crazy amount.
Only for net income. Okay. Not for their... I know they were below their revenue projection, but it wasn't by much. So they ended up with 13... Well, just a hair under $14 billion in revenue, which is crazy. But they netted a hair under $4 billion in net income, which is... Like, to me, it seems...
Is
like,
it funny that you just referred to $100 million as a hair?
Neither here nor there.
Just a thought.
When you're talking in the billions,
no,
you know.
I get it. It's just funny.
Thanks, Mike.
To put it into perspective, right. You know.
So it's crazy because, like, that number. I mean, when you're talking in the billions, that number is just insane to even fathom. But so right now, I read a separate article that was saying, like, right now Google has about $50 billion sitting in their bank, like, expendable cash. And they were talking, there was an interview with Larry.
I built an airport.
Right. Which only costs 80-some million. Whatever. They're like, here, that's sitting in my back pocket. Get it done. But they were there was an interview with Larry Page, and he's really looking for, like, he was very impressed with that number, the $4 billion. And they're looking to... He wants to expand on their investing line, investing in new technologies and stuff, which, I mean,
now we're actually starting to make a lot of money. Let's spend more.
It makes sense, though, because it's like a gambling venture for them. But it's crazy because, I mean, was it 2 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago that we talked about Kevin, like, with what his bankroll is for the Google Ventures.
Was it like $30 million a year?
$300 million. And it's like... $300 million is an insane amount of money.
Just
and if
three
they expand
hairs.
If huh?
Just three hairs.
Right. And it's like, that's insane. Like, if they expand on that, you know, say they're doing $500 million a year investing in just startup companies, that's awesome.
And that you're looking at just companies, but if you know, he's talking about actual technology, so
right.
that's a little, maybe that's even different than, like, Google Ventures is all about helping startups and whatnot, but maybe they do have arm that is technology specific or something, but that's just like, researching batteries, and because obviously that's a huge deal and whatnot. But I see that the stat you have on here, 31% increase over last year, because Google hasn't made that much money, because they're always, especially last year, because they bought Motorola and that made them take a huge dump, but...
Well, with the articles I was saying, too, they're like, be cautious about what you're reading when they announce their numbers, because, like, last year they had said, oh, we increased our net worth by, like, 30-some billion or whatever, but they were taking an account for the acquisition of Motorola, and they're like, that's not Google, and it was like, here's how to interpret their earnings call when it comes out, so...
Yeah, I mean, they're gonna, no matter who, what the company is, they're always trying to make themselves, even when companies lose money, they're like, well, look, this is, you know, we just bought this big company, so it's no big deal. Don't even look at that. I mean, if you take that out, we made $1,000 bajillion, so, but still, 31% increase is pretty big.
That's a huge jump, and they were saying that part of it was because they're taking away a lot of ad space from Yahoo and Facebook as well. So it'll be interesting to see. I mean, I just feel like right now, the one thing that they always say is, you know, is like the mighty have to fall eventually. But I feel like Google is doing such a good job of keeping themselves relevant in the tech world. Or I mean, just not even in the tech world, in the world, that that's one of the companies that I think will be hard to fall.
Speaking of falling, do you see Apple went under $400?
Yeah.
For the first time since 2011. It's pretty crazy.
Did you shed a tear?
No, but if it keeps going down, I'm going to start buying stock. It's going to go up again eventually.
Think so?
Yeah, or they'll split it and then it'll grow.
So you're going to buy like two shares?
That'll multiply.
So you get four?
Right. Well, you get like $2 back when they get their dividends, you know, and then like that's $4 I'm making right there. Bingo bango. Go buy myself a Big Mac. Or like three something.
Yeah, I just don't. See, I'm not. I'm nervous for Apple because I think they...
Well, it's just such crazy things that affect their market share. Like, they're saying this big drop this time was because some company in Taiwan had a stupid earnings rating and they supply... Or had a poor earnings report and they supply the audio parts for the iPhones. Like, and that's why it took another drop. Like...
Well, I know there's such been... Such crazy things. There's a lot of articles out in the last few days, actually, talking about what... Like, they're already talking about the new iPad coming out, mm-hmm. and, like, what are they going to have to do to keep their sales up? And, like where do you go from having a...
Well, it's just like we talk about every year with their phone. Like, what do you want them to add, a flamethrower?
Right, but it's like, I mean, there's no drive right now for having updated hardware, really.
Well, because so, right now, the we're getting to the point where the hardware is outpacing the software.
Right. And I feel like there's not, I mean, I don't, and I'm totally speaking just out of what I read and see, but it's like, I haven't seen anything that's like very intensive on like processing or anything like that. Like, so, yeah. I feel like until that happens, then you're,
the only thing I've seen is that they are moving away from Samsung to make their processors with somebody else.
So, I don't know.
We'll see what happens. That's just a side note that they're
dropped. Did you catch any more? No, it's a can. At yours now.
Catch any more
earnings calls? I saw the other one that I saw was IBM, which doesn't really surprise me because they don't have really a consumer market. I mean, they're really geared towards the business.
Since all they are anymore, really.
But they were projected to be at $24.7 billion, and they only got $23 billion, which, I mean, when you look at that number, it's like not that big. But when you think about in the aspect of they were over $1.5 billion short of what they were estimated. Their shares dropped 4%.
Shocker.
Which is quite a bit. And I know there was a ton of other earnings calls today.
The only one I saw was Capcom. But that doesn't, I mean, it kind of applies. But they're cutting a lot and laying off and restructuring because they didn't get in the digital media market fast enough, like downloadable content and whatnot. And then they also said they outsourced too much stuff to Western designers and stuff, so they're looking back over their own stuff. But that's more video games than tech. Not that it doesn't really matter, but...
Oh, man. There's a lot of fun stuff, really, in the news this week.
Back to Google. We just learned that they were opening fiber in Austin, and then shortly after that, they just announced a third city.
Yeah, in
Provo, Utah.
Provo?
Is that how you say it? Or is it Provo? Is it a B or a V? They're right next to each other on the keyboard. It's hard to tell. So they're actually buying the fiber structure that the city already has in place.
With a V. As in Victor.
So that seems crazy that they're just like, buying a structure that's already built.
Do you think they're going to be coming to Roseville?
Hopefully.
God, that'd be awesome. I will put a sticker on my door. I wouldn't put a sticker on my car.
Well, like if they, let's say they came to Minnesota and it was like Bloomington. Would you want to move to Bloomington then?
No, Bloomington sucks.
I'm going to say like, okay, well, so you wouldn't move for fiber though.
If it was in St. Paul, I'd move downtown. If it was in Minneapolis, I would move downtown. I don't want to go to Bloomington though.
I wonder, like, it would have...
Lake Elmo? I'd probably move to Lake Elmo. That's a nice area.
If they came to Minnesota, it would probably be Minneapolis, I suppose, huh?
Yeah.
Better be by the U, that area.
I mean, that would make more sense than St. Paul. Would you move to Minneapolis? Yeah. Danny would.
Yeah.
She would. She'd be like, Mike, come on, I want fiber.
Yeah, that's how it would go, for sure. But anyway, good job, Utah. And then the only other bit of Google News that I had seen was that there was some app news about the Google Play Store.
Yeah.
And in, like, downloads and stuff, it's coming right up to where Apple is at. But in revenue, it's still trailing, like, Apple's App Store is still seeing 2.6 more in sales. Like, and I saw, like, it's funny to look at, like, when they had, I saw the graph. And, like, they're neck and neck. They're, like, just a little behind them in downloads. But, like, the bars for revenue to developers is still like this. Not that you can see that, but.
And it makes sense, too, because, like, there's a lot more. I feel like on iOS, there's a lot more worthwhile apps to purchase, I guess. And there was an article that I saved to read later that was talking about why are developers still pushing iOS apps first. So, but I don't,
because they make their money there.
Well, that's just it.
I think it's more in a mentality. Like, I think Android, like, especially when it first started to push the Play Store, they wanted to make it cheaper so people would get apps. And I think that mentality, like, I know Josh is even like that, like, I don't want to pay for apps if I can't get them for free.
Yeah.
See, but I think with Apple, though, with people with iOS, they assume that they're going to pay a dollar or $2. You know what I mean? Like,
well, it's kind of like, yeah, that's just what you've come to expect, I guess. It's right. One of those types of things where when mentality. Android came out, I mean, the large percentage of apps were free for users, so. That makes sense.
But yeah. That's all the Google news I had. Let's see if any other Google news.
No. The other earnings that I had seen was Microsoft. Yeah, no, it is third quarter. It says Q3 earnings, so maybe that's just reporting in Q3.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I'll just run over that one quick. So they are basically 20% up in both revenue and net income. Net income,
because they just released. It would make sense because they just released Windows 8.
Right. Net income was at $6 billion and revenue was at 18, well, just under $19 billion. So yeah, it was like, and that's, like I said, it was up 20% on pretty much all sides. And then,
because the only thing that was keeping them afloat last quarter was the Xbox sales.
Right. We talked about that. And then the other one was AMD, which I thought was funny because they fell just under 40% the last quarter.
You think Intel's just killing them?
Yeah.
Or do you think it's like because like there's these other manufacturers like Qualcomm?
No, it's Intel. They're just outshining them, really, in their processors.
Does anybody use AMD anymore?
When I built my last computer, I switched to Intel because it was better bang for the buck. Like, at this point, AMD is just behind. So, it's hard to justify.
I mean, it's just, like, everything you ever hear, it's like, if it's a computer, you hear, like, is it Ivy Bridge or Sandy? Like, you know what I mean? Like, and those are all Intel chips. I can't remember the last time I even heard anything about someone using an AMD.
Well, it's all, but there is no AMD graphics. It's all Radeon.
No, I know.
Oh.
But like,
really, there's a ton of people that use Radeon. You're supposed to match your graphics card to your processor. So you do Radeon with AMD, NVIDIA with Intel. And I actually have them. I'm a crossbreeder. So I actually run a Intel processor with a AMD based graphics because their graphics cards are a better bang for the buck.
Does it really make a difference, do you think? Like,
well, there's specs out there that there's
that show like it's like a 2% increase, yeah, if you use them together.
It's, but not enough to nothing make you'll a ever difference.
Notice in yeah. real life.
Unless you're doing it, like, it's really just a benchmark stat is all it was. So
I get it. Speaking of benchmark stats, Netflix is moving away from... It doesn't have anything to do with benchmark stats.
I know.
Netflix is moving away from... Is it Silverlight? Is that what it's called?
Silverlight.
Which is a Microsoft-based plug-in, I guess. I don't know what else.
It's, yeah, I think it's a plug-in officially.
It's kind of like an app. It's kind of like Flash, sort of.
Except better than Flash, but worse than HTML5.
Yeah, so Netflix is going from whatever we just said.
HTML5.
To HTML5.
I mean, from Silverlight to 5.
So, goodbye, Microsoft.
Yeah, no, I...
Good job, them.
I recommend everybody to switch from Flash or Silverlight to HTML5. It's just a much better protocol.
Yeah.
Do it.
Plus uniformity.
You want to talk about...
Makes everybody's life easier. What? Smartwatch?
No, number 4.
Oh, Facebook.
Yeah.
So last week we talked about Facebook coming out with Facebook Home. On Android.
Not a phone.
Not a phone. Did you get it yet?
Nope.
There's a...
I know.
...workaround for everybody to get it.
Yeah, just like, I don't care.
Do you get chat heads, though, with Messenger still?
Yes.
Do you have that? Like, it's everywhere?
No, it's not everywhere.
Just in your Messenger?
Yep.
So, anyway, the reviews are actually pretty good. It's funny, because I was listening to some reviews, looking at some reviews for the... So, the HTC First, which was the... their phone that was specifically designed for that, and it's getting pretty good reviews, like, as a phone, not even the Facebook part of it, like, to turn that off, because you could go straight to pure Android then, and it's funny that people were reviewing it and saying that it's much better like that, so, than a lot of the other HTC phones, neither here nor there. So, Facebook then updated its iOS app, which obviously isn't going to be anything like Facebook Home because they can't take over the whole infrastructure like they can on Android. But I do like the update a lot, to 6.0, I think it is. I can now actually choose recent items on my feed all the time, and so I can see everything instead of it curating just what it thinks I want to see. So it clearly doesn't get that I want to see everything. So that's kind of nice. And it's faster. Like, they make really good... They've been getting a lot better at native... Since they've switched to a native app. Like, it loads much faster. It's cleaner. And then chat heads have come to iOS in the app. Which is weird. I don't know. They're just kind of weird. Some people like them. But obviously on iOS, they don't integrate with SMS the way they do. But then... Even if they did, it'd be weird because then they have iMessage, and I don't think that would work the same. It's a weird situation. But, yeah, it is what it is. There is a jailbreak that you can do to get chat heads to work like it does on Android for iOS, but then you're jailbreaking, and that's just silly. Right. Because if you're just going to jailbreak your phone, why don't you just get an Android?
It's true.
Although some people really live by a jailbroken iPhone, so.
Why don't you jailbreak your old one?
Sold it.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Don't sell it. Gazelle it. $150. And it was two generations back at the time.
You should have jailbroke it first and then gave it to him. Been like, good luck, suckers.
I think they just reset them anyway.
Right. So.
Anyways.
Old news.
Anyways. Moving on. Supposedly Microsoft's getting into the smartwatch race.
Smartwatch.
Swatch?
Swatch.
But there's some, like, apparently infighting for the watch in Microsoft. Like, supposedly it was supposed to be attached to the Surface Tab, but now, like, the Xbox guys are trying to take it over. Supposedly.
Why? Why would Xbox want it?
There's
so
only...
you can have your little avatar on there. You can be like, oh, I'm going to shake my watch, and he's going to fall over, and you can laugh.
Yeah, he's on the TV, but he's on your hand. It's like messing with your head. He's everywhere. He's everywhere.
Yep. Or, cool story, Microsoft.
Or maybe your friends are like, what are you doing? And you're chatting with him on your hand.
Cool,
it's like we're in the future.
Story, Microsoft.
Because the reason they wanted to go to Xbox is because they make money. They're like, well, you can make this make money. Surface doesn't make money.
Guess what? Get an Android.
The Surface sucks.
Get an
Apple just get
one.
Pebble. It's out already.
Yeah, get
Stop
Pebble.
Stop waiting on everybody. They just released their SDK, too.
It's true.
You make an app. You do whatever you want. There's Pikachu on it, I heard.
I'd say
Tetris.
I'd say a Pebble over a Microsoft Watch.
Get Pebble.
I'd say
it's
really,
the only thing out there. There's not even.
Really, I'd say the Samsung one when that comes out.
The Swatch?
Swatch, but it's not Swatch.
What's it going to be called?
It's going to be called a...
The Swatch.
That one's already taken.
It's going to be the S-Watch.
Swatch and S-Watch are already taken, Mike. Remember? We talked about that.
It was called Swiss Galaxy Watch.
It'll be called Samsung Galaxy S8 Watch Swatch.
LTE 4. G. X. Another. They're going to name it something stupid.
Roman numeral V.
Yeah. You don't know why either.
Just
they
is.
Don't mean anything.
Don't ask questions.
And speaking of Microsoft, they have now joined the club as well.
Two-step. They're two-stepping.
They're doing a little dance. You can authenticate. Go to two-step authentication.
Two-step what?
Authentication?
No. Want to try again?
Authentication?
There you go.
For your email?
That's right.
Is it for everything?
I don't know. I just read this
emails.
Just that part. I know emails.
Then you can be doubly safe.
It's true. A lot of people like two-step. Even Blizzard, like logging into your Blizzard account, they have two-factor authentication now if you want.
Is that like the time when we just signed up the YouTube channel?
That was like 30-step.
That's true. But they sent you a...
I know. Code. It was that was technically two-step.
After we got past the other 28.
Right.
There was some Nintendo news. They had a little ditty 2 days ago. It was in the middle of the night because they're in Japan, I'm pretty sure is what happened. It was really early in the morning all the news came out, but pretty sure it has to do with Japan. So there's going to be like a Donkey Kong 3D. There's going to be a Luigi game, some stuff. But the big news here is a sequel to
Zelda.
Zelda. Which one? Not Link's
Adventure. Legend of.
No.
The Gold Edition.
Whatever one. I think the one that was on Super Nintendo.
Link's Adventure?
No, Ocarina of Time was on 64. We're before that still.
That one was good, though.
Link's... something. But the main new feature with this is, like, he could go into the wall.
Like hacks?
Like a painting. He turns into, like, a chalk painting on the wall and...
Sounds like hacks.
Moves kind of like, what was that?
Splinter Cell. No.
In Sesame Street, you know?
No.
The cup. He was in the cup. Teeny little super guy.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Like
he
in
like
the
went
clear
through
cup.
The cupboards. Yeah. Like, it's kind of like that, like in the wall.
Except not at all, because you could see him still on the cup.
You could see Zelda on the wall, except for it's Link, not Zelda. Zelda's the girl. Don't be confused.
But.
Anyway, teeny little super guy.
I don't remember which one it is.
Which one what is?
Which one was on Super Nintendo? It's bugging me.
Link's Adventure.
Is it Link's Adventure?
Link to the Past.
Link to the Past?
Link to the Past. That's what it is.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Is that your final answer?
Google it, yeah.
I am Googling it.
He's Googling it now. Teeny little super guy. I never know what his goal was as a teeny little super guy, but... I'm sure he had goals and, you know.
Link to the Past. Which version was that on? Single player. Super NES.
Nailed it.
I never played that one.
Me either.
Moving on.
Do you want to go to Mars?
I don't want to go to Mars.
Apparently they're having a reality TV show.
Yeah.
You can sign up and you go through like 2 years of astronaut. I don't know. It's a long time.
It's a long time.
It's like 5 years training. For astronaut training. And you have to have a partner, I think.
Yes, you.
But I think, it's like couples.
Do you want to go to... Are you and Tony going to go to Mars?
Me and who?
You and Danny and Owen. Guys going to have a party?
Well, by then. I mean, by the time we get through training, Owen will be a teenager, right?
Right.
Might as well go there. And then I think everybody has to fight to the death or something. No, I don't think that's a part of it. But...
popped your spacesuit. Got you good.
Is it called Mars One or something?
I didn't catch what the name of the show was.
I don't know.
It's like,
craziness. They're sending you to Mars for free, though.
You think you would think...
Sign up now.
You would think they would start with just, like, public space tours first.
Yeah.
You know, neither here nor there. You know, let's just achieve space privately first before
long,
we decide to go to Mars.
How long does it take to get to Mars?
It's not long.
Yeah.
I want to say it was, like... 6 months or something?
Oh, I was going to say a week, but that's way better.
I don't know. I'll Google it.
Depends on where Mars is at in relation to Earth, I suppose. When there's the right window.
Top result. How long does it take to the first result get to Mars?
That's awesome. I bet it's like...
Unmanned probes from Earth can take up from 7 months to 2 years to reach Mars.
Oh, that's forever.
And 2 years, and we're just stuck with all those people?
Well, like, do you go in your own individual shuttles? Because, they got to set you in different parts, right?
No way. I'd want to be by myself.
Well, right. So you got to go to different spaces. You got 2 years to get your strategy going about how you're going to kill the other people.
Because I'm pretty sure if I was stuck in one shuttle with everybody, I would be the only one getting to Mars. Be like, ha, suckers.
Do you think when you win, you just get to live on Mars? Like, do you get Mars?
You're like, oh, yeah, you stake your land. You and bring some what? Fence posts and yeah. you start plotting.
And then you're going to run out of supplies because who's going to help you when you think you own Mars? You have no way back.
Yeah. I feel like it's kind of a lose-lose, huh?
I feel like we really didn't think this through when we signed up.
I wonder if I can get out of this.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. Going to,
so, for we're more going to Mars.
For more details, check out bluegeek.com/Mars. So, CISPA. Eh?
CISPA?
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 I don't even know what CISPA stands for. Something Security Privacy Act. Central Intelligence Security Privacy Act.
Did you just make that up?
Yeah. I thought that's what we do.
Oh, that is what we do. Central Investigation of Social Protocol Agency.
Oh, that was pretty close. I got one of them right.
No, I just made that up too.
Oh.
That sounded pretty official though, didn't it?
Yeah, I thought you typed something in and then...
No, I was just making stuff up. Is that all right?
Yep, totally is. So, it passed in the House pretty alarmingly today.
Yeah, it was like...
Bad news bears.
2 or 3 to 1. But Obama still said, if it makes it to his desk, he's going to veto it.
Especially because he's pissed about that gun bill. Not getting into politics, though. Just saying.
No. But it still has to... It goes to the Senate next to see if they want to pass it.
All these Democrats jumped ship.
Yeah, a bunch of pansies. I know... I'm blanking on the guy...
John Stewart.
Yeah. Is that it? From Reddit?
Alexis O'Harian or something?
Yeah, something like that.
He's buying Jay-Z's Brooklyn Nets stakes.
Oh. Yeah, I don't remember what his last name. It's with an O.
It's an O-H. O'Hannon or Hernan or Hernan. I don't know.
Anyways.
It's something Irish. Pat probably could say it for us.
He called out Google and Facebook and... Twitter? I'm going to say Twitter. It's either Twitter or Instagram. He called on some large companies.
For backing it or what?
To go against CISPA. Google especially should have a stake in this.
Well, it's because, all these companies are collecting all of our information all the time because that's what they do, because they want to be better ad sellers. But really what's going to happen is they're doing such a good job that the government wants to be able to see the data as well. And not let it be anonymous.
Well, they don't want to have a warrant to see the data. They want to be able to just freely.
I mean, act and upon Google it. Always shows their requests, and it's always going up.
They had a ton last year. I know it wasn't too long ago that they had just posted.
They do
that.
like every month or two. They seem to announce their. Maybe it's even quarterly, I guess, but it's bad news bears if it gets through. We talked about it before. Yep. Some length.
And there is a...
Did you look up what it stands for?
No, I forgot. What was it? I was going to look up. Oh, there's a list of all of the representatives who voted yes for CISPA to go through. So I will post the list, and it says what states they're from, so you can write to your
representative.
Let me see if he's on.
Oh, he wouldn't be. He's a senator anyway.
Yeah, no.
Oh, Michelle Crazy Bachman's Bachman. Probably all about that. She's not my senator though. We have some woman, Beth. Is her name Beth? Not Beth.
No, Bachman isn't on the list. So she either didn't vote.
Betty McCullen? Is that her?
McCullen.
Betty
McCullen.
Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act.
That makes sense. We were close.
Yeah. I like ours better.
Yeah.
Is that her name? Betty McCullough?
I don't know.
We should probably know who our senator is. Or
our representative.
Representative. What district are we? Fourth?
I think we're fourth.
So anyway.
District four?
No, Minneapolis is four, so I bet we're not. Oh, Congresswoman Betty McCollum.
Nice. Nope, she's not on the list either.
Good job, me.
Good job, her.
Yeah, her too.
Or she just didn't vote.
But she probably did. Because if not, I'm going to kick her out of my city, my district.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's what I'd do.
Pretty sure I voted for her. Anyways, do you have anything else you want to say about CISPA other than it's bad? Write your representatives.
Write your representatives. Write your senators now.
Yeah. Al Franken.
Yeah.
Who's our other senator here?
That's the only one I care about.
There's two, though.
Yeah, I know.
Is the other one a girl?
We'll say it's...
It's not Paul Wellstone.
Amy Poehler.
Klobuchar.
Klobuchar.
Is that real?
No, I don't think that's... I know that's a name, but I don't know who she is. Senators.
Amy Klobuchar.
Yeah, that is it.
Yeah. What?
Was that you?
That was my stomach.
That was awesome.
Sorry, don't worry about that. So, obviously, there was some big stuff happening this week outside of the tech world. I don't have it on my list, but I'll just say crazy stuff happened in Boston this week.
Boston.
And today the FBI actually released...
They have two suspects.
Two suspects video and photos, I think, is what they released. Yep. But they're pretty blurry and hard to see. But obviously, if you had seen them, you would know.
And keep on going, sorry.
I don't know. Like, there's a lot of tech involved in it because there's... So people from both Reddit and 4chan were like... Going through the footage themselves, saying they were going to, you know, figure out who it was. They were being detectives and...
What the heck? I had an article where it was talking about Redditors that had, identified one of them.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy stuff. And whether or not they should be doing that is something beyond what I'm going to say anything about.
I know one of the articles that I read was... Like, they are suspects. They are not guilty. Like,
right.
So don't take it upon yourself to...
see him in the street and pull out your gun and...
Yeah. Be like, hey, mother effer! That'd be bad.
Like in The Town. Did you watch that?
Yeah. It's a good movie.
But, yeah. It's pretty messed up, obviously, what happened. But it's... I think... The biggest thing to see is, like, even with this and with the Sandy Hook shooting, the Newtown Elementary thing, right? Like, it's crazy to see how media is trying to fight the internet. Because people are going to the internet because there's such a stream of information there that the media is trying to report everything they can as soon as they can. And in both cases, got a lot of things wrong along the way. And I don't know if it's... changing of the guard, so to speak, but I think media itself is going to have to change to be able to keep up at this point, because obviously what they're doing is not going well anymore. But I mean, like, CNN, Fox, they all announced just yesterday that they had someone in custody, or was it today? It was yesterday. I think
there's so much contradicting information.
And like, even with the Sandy Hook thing, like, first they were calling out this guy's brother, saying he was a shooter, right? Like, saying this is who it is, we know. And it was this guy's brother. Or the facts about, oh, he shot his mom here. Or his mom worked at the school and he shot her there. Or, I mean, there's just a lot of things that...
People are just crazy.
Well, and the media knows that they're trying to keep up with the fact that, okay, my Twitter feed is going crazier. I could go to the internet and find the information. So I just think... I mean, obviously, we hope everybody's fine and nobody knows anybody that was hurt, but... Yeah, it's just crazy stuff. And then the unrelated explosion in Texas, which is another thing. Like, right away, there was somebody had a video of it on YouTube. Like, it's just crazy how fast it everything moves.
Well, it's... I mean, it was crazy, like... When it happened, I was pretty much the only person in my department, so I had one of my screens, I just had a feed from Reddit up, and I was just refreshing it, and it was crazy. I mean, and they were pulling from whatever sources that they could, so some of it was incorrect or whatever, but it's like, it's crazy how much faster, like, social media like that can flow and push information about versus, like, if you were to follow CNN or, you know, whatever your favorite news, maybe it's Fox. Maybe Fox is your favorite place to get news from.
Maybe you're crazy.
I'm just saying.
Not picking sides.
Crazy people.
But it's just interesting to see the world changing in front of us. In a way, I don't think a lot of... Sometimes people don't look at it like that, but... I mean, obviously, that's not at all what the center of topic is. Because obviously there's a lot of bad things that happen, so... But...
The world's full of bad people.
Yeah.
And the only other last tech-related thing that I have is... And I meant to talk about it earlier, actually. Is that the Senate could be voting as early as next week on internet sales tax.
Really?
Yeah. It's being supported
that
by...
That would suck.
Yeah, it's being supported by Walmart, Best Buy.
Of course it is.
Macy's. I think Target's in there.
They kind of are getting screwed, I'll be honest.
Yeah, they're.
Like, even, like, you look at, like, Apple.
But it's like, how do you regulate that? Does it turn into an internet tax, or is it state by state? And then how is it? Is it based on the state that you're purchasing from, or the state that you're purchasing in?
The state you're purchasing in. It would have to be a state tax. That's the reason people in California have to pay tax.
But that's because the product is in California.
Well, like...
Because if I drive to Montana...
That's why we don't have to... Well, maybe it will be the state you're buying from, I guess.
See, and that's where it's crazy. It's like, I'm not going to buy crap from Newegg then if it's going to come from California.
No,
can I pick my distribution?
The only way to regulate it would be to be the state you're in.
Right. See, and that's, I don't know, it sucks.
Or the state
it's
shipping, too.
It sucks, because you know that there's going to be senators' pockets getting filled to get this bill to
go
through.
So the way around it, see, because Montana, is it Montana that doesn't have sales tax?
Correct, and...
So we set up a company, right, in Montana, where we buy things for people, third party, and then we just ship it to them.
Through Amazon.
Right, so we just get all this stuff shipped to us for free.
With Amazon Prime.
No tax. And then we ship it, and we charge a minimal in-between fee, so they avoid tax.
I feel like there's a business there.
Yeah.
If that happens.
That just happened right now. I should probably...
Oh, shoot. Hey, can we cut that out?
Yeah.
Somebody else is going to steal our shit. What's his face? Who just started following us? Brushwood. He's going to be stealing our idea. Crap. Don't steal our idea, Brian. Hire us.
Yeah, we'll do for minimal fees. Randy wants to live in Montana anyway.
Not really.
He likes to snowboard there.
It's true.
But I'm pretty sure that's all the news we have. Don't you think?
Yeah. Oh, and Google Glass runs on Android. I don't remember if we mentioned that, but it's on Android. I didn't hear what version, but
And
it's
if
Android.
You're curious, it also came out this week that Android was originally developed via camera operating system.
A super good one. And I wonder
if there's one camera that...
They had one out, I thought, or there was a prototype.
There is one. There is one. Samsung, I think.
I remember hearing about it.
Camera. Camera.
Scamra.
Scamra.
Amra.
Anyways. as always, we thank you for listening. You can go ahead and like us on Facebook.
FaceSpace.
At facebook.com/bleedgeek. Or just Google Bleed Geek Facebook, or however you get to where you get places on the internet. Follow us on Twitter. We are at Bleed Geek. You could call us.
406-794-3357.
Or you could email us.
fans at bleedgeek.com.
You could follow our Tumblr.
bleedgeek.tumblr.com.
You could follow Randy's Tumblr.
Crandall.tumblr.com.
You could follow us individually on both Twitter and Instagram. I am at Mike037.
I am at the Crandall.
It's two L's.
Two L's. And let us know how you guys like the new video stream.
Leave a comment below. That was just a funny
thing. Or send us a text.
Yeah.
Or send us an email.
Yeah.
Or post on our Facebook.
Or our Twitter.
Or Twitter.
Or
Tumblr. You know, that's it.
Tumblr. Anyway, we thank you for listening. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
Have a good night.
Go Google.